Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just climb down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thought?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Welcome to another terrifying, anxious, and guilt-ridden episode of Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Gerstuppen McQuackerback. And with me is Lord Byron Petticoat the Third.
Bloody good to see you, Quackenback. Or as I call you, Quackback and Sack.
I'll never forget that gruff voice that sounds like you smoked 15 packs of cigarettes a day as a child.
The memories. It's not. I'm Reese. This is Jesse. This is Canadian Politics is Boring, a show for people who hate politics but care about stuff.
That's me. That's how you describe me in all of our press kits. And now you're describing our... So, like, am I our target audience? Is that what you're saying? That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's just me talking to you and you're a conduit to everybody else.
Everyone hold my hands.
Yeah. Exactly.
Reese what a conduit. Thing.
Yeah. That's how everyone describes it. That Jesse's a right conduit. Anyway.
I've been called worse.
Any small talk before we get into the meat?
Can you just how you said meat with the like meat. A hard T?
The tight meat.
Please never describe our show content that way again.
It certainly is not. It's definitely loose meat. Jesus. Oh God. Anyway, let's stop this because
we might be having new listeners come in because we've joined Acast. They put out a press release. Hello, if you're new to the show. We're a little insane. I'm not going to say the show is not like this all the time, because it kind of is. I'm getting. I don't know about you. I'm getting a lot of spam text, like phishing scams, trying to be like, "Hey, did you spend $300 at a fucking Pestco recently? You should check confirm it with your credit card. Click this weird looking link. And I'm like, who the fuck falls for this shit? But I'm getting more and more. It bugs me.
I had a well-known local Instagram account.
I got one just a second and I'm blocking it right now. Yeah.
I had a message off a well-known local Instagram account to our Canadian Politics is Boring Instagram account, basically saying, hey, I'm doing a questionnaire, like a survey for to be an influencer or for this influencer competition. Can you, if I send you a link, can you screenshot the link and send it to me? And basically what they did was...
Back up. Sorry. So this was an actual well-known Instagrammer who contacted
us? Yes. Yeah. So what happened was they said, you're going to get sent an email to your email account for your Instagram, just screenshot it and send it to us. And I was like, okay, this sounds weird. I've never known a questionnaire that involves resetting your password. And what happened was, it was like a password reset and they wanted me to send that to reset our password. And I was like, no, that's going to reset our password. And they were like, no, you're imagining things. It's fine. Just send it to us. And I realized, I was like, no, this questionnaire is a scam. This is a fraud.
Well,
what a swizz.
So who were they? And was there?
No idea, but it worked with a load of people that had their accounts taken over and had their passwords changed. And I know a few people who actually fell for it and they lost control of their account and they had to go through this whole process to get their account back. And they were just saying, hey, just send us a screenshot of the password reset link.
Why the fuck would you do that, though? Why would anyone do that?
If you fall for that kind of thing, I think you're asking to be exploited.
I'm looking it up now. I want to know who it was. Yeah, well, certainly it wasn't Tim Houston. Tim Houston.
It might have been. I don't know. We put a video out of Tim Houston with Dr. Robert Strang because they did a very bad, weird video about the COVID pandemic with weird music, and they were stood next to each other. And I it looked like Tim and Eric. If you've ever seen Tim and Eric on Adult Swim, I'm a big fan of their work, and it looks
just... You're the only fan of their work, but...
I'm not that there's millions of people around the world also
so
like them.
Weird, man.
It just looked like it was the bad TV format that they copy. They just basically copied it. It was great. And so I just put them next to each other in a video, and it made me very happy. Me and about one other person who liked Tim and Eric got it. It was good.
Okay.
I like building a broad audience.
You could probably cut this intro down a little bit.
Exactly.
It's a touch. So,
and other things that happened in my life, Jesse. I had the truck and I had the kids with me, and the weather
veered off the road and burst into flames.
Yeah, exactly. We love that. We always do that every Sunday. We sat
it's Sunday, kids. You know what that means? Yay! You get in the truck, bring the kerosene.
So we drove to a beauty spot, a really nice area, lots of trees and sunshine. We sat in the bed of the truck and we ate a picnic in the bed of the truck.
Oh, that's
it was like
kind of
very hickish, hillbilly picnic. It was great.
That's exactly what I was. Oh, that's nice.
Sat there going, this is the life. It was good.
It's a life.
And then I made sure we left all of our litter and garbage around and food just to attract bears for the next people.
That's lovely. That's what you should do. Yeah, because people want to see bears. Bears are hard to see. They often stay in the middle of the woods. Yeah, so.
Exactly. I did a favor to those next group of the hikers, the Sunday hikers who will be out there soon. They're going to find that bear in their face and they'll love me for it.
Do you know how many hikers buy bear mace and never get a chance to use it?
It's just like
a wasted product because they don't get to see a bear. You're helping them fulfill that dream. That's all.
I've got it, but it's like multi-purpose. You never know when you might need to use that bear spray on a person. So
or
I take
like
it hiking.
Your neighbor.
Exactly. Hello, can I borrow a... my eyes.
Yes,
that's what
can.
Happens when you ask to borrow my shit. Like, this is my street. These are my rules. You don't like it, move. So
that's what you say to yourself in the mirror every morning before work.
exactly.
He's doing it again.
Should we move on to the? Should we move on from the loose meat to the tight meat? Have you ever heard? In this case, the meat is salmon. Have you ever heard of the salmon arm salute?
the salmon arm salute?
Yes.
Have you no. Heard? No, I have a feeling you're about to tell me, though. So
you're going to love this.
Okay.
Any guesses from that title?
The salmon arm salute. I mean, is that just smacking someone in the face with a salmon? That's my guess.
That's way better than what it actually is, to be
Oh, fair. Really? Okay. Yeah.
I wish that was what happened.
Billy, what happened? You look horrible. You were just down at the bar. Yeah, Teddy gave me the old salmon salute. What was it? The salmon eye salute? The
salmon arm salute.
Yeah. That's.
So, take your mind back to the...
Teddy's the bartender, and he's just got a frozen salmon behind the bar, just in case anyone doesn't
pay up.
Or
one of those singing Billy Bass that just smashes over your head. It's plastic.
A little harsh. Jesus.
Yeah.
Geez.
Yeah. Sounds like something from The Sopranos. Anyway, cast your mind back to the 80s. Do you remember those, the 80s?
Barely.
Ronald Reagan, other things that are old. Okay, but yeah. Not that old. 1982. It was very similar to what's going on now. Rampant inflation was kicking 1 cent of value out of the dollar every month. Unemployment was at an all-time high. And the National Energy Program was affecting heavily the energy sector in Alberta. And the prime minister at the time was a friend of the show, Pierre Trudeau. We love his bagels.
Yes, I eat them every morning.
Yeah, so Pierre and Margaret's pizza bagels, we love them.
I've got a toaster that was specifically designed to burn an image of his face into the toaster. Bagels.
What an innovation. So Trudeau was the prime minister, and like things weren't going well for Canada at the time. So... in what was seen as bad taste, Trudeau borrowed the Governor General's private train car, because that's something the Governor General had. I don't know if they still have it.
Train car?
Yeah. So like they're like, hey, I need to travel around Canada. I know. I'll just have my own carriage on a train. Just hook me up and just tow me around.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
That's the thing?
The thing, my own personal train car.
If you're rich enough to have your own personal fill in the blank, why not just a jet? That's way faster.
I know, but there's some people like trains. There's a nostalgia to it, and I think
I like trains, but like that seems like
so. Yeah, but know. Pierre was like, "Fuck it! If I'm going to go to Alberta or out west, I'm going to borrow the Governor General's plush, fancy, you know." Train, which has got like leather-bound chairs and shag pile carpet.
That's what I would do if I were a billionaire. You just added something to my list. I'm going to have my own personal train that I will demand stay in the train station at all times in case, on a whim, I want to train the hell out of there. So if any passengers want to get on their own train, they have to let me know 20 times a day.
Exactly.
Jesse, sir, we're going to move your train. I'm going to be like, fuck you. I own you.
Well, exactly. So Pierre and his three sons, Alexandra, Michelle, and 10-year-old Justin, were about to embark on a wonderful summer adventure in a train through the Rockies.
Screaming the whole way.
Yeah, exactly. I imagine, playing board games because they didn't have Nintendos to keep your kids quiet back then.
Coke. It's the 80s. Come on.
Oh, they had cocaine.
Yeah.
Don't worry, boys. The Governor General always hides cocaine somewhere on this train.
Oh, look, little Timmy found some already.
Yeah, exactly.
In the whites of his eyes.
Oh, God. Anyway, so on August the 8th, 1982, Prime Minister and his sons passed through Salmon Arm, and they were confronted by three demonstrators protesting high unemployment and the way the Prime Minister was handling the economy.
You said they passed through Salmon Arm. Did you mean they stopped in Salmon Arm?
Yeah, they stopped.
They don't have to stop for protesters. Just saying.
Depends if they stood in the way. But
that's a choice. Yeah.
and I think they took a little bit of they were really frustrated, I think, that he had this plush railway carriage just for him and his three sons for this extended trip through the Rockies while everyone else was going, I'm unemployed, or I can't afford this and I can't afford that. And Trudeau himself,
yeah,
exactly. I need to drive a train full of cocaine to the Rockies. A coke train, anyway. And he himself had been calling on restraint on public sector wages to help fight inflation and like government cutbacks and everything. And the three protesters were Liberal voters, and they were actually on strike from government jobs. And they just saw him as a hypocrite. So their signs read things like "Restraint, practice what you preach," which is a really inoffensive.
Wait, hold on. I want to go back to something you said. Did you say there were only three protesters?
There were three protesters, yeah.
So that's not really a protest. That's three angry guys with signs.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, this, yeah. Three angry guys with signs turn up with moderately worded signs, very gently worded signs. Restraint. Right. Practice what you preach. It's like, damn you, with your powerful words. They'd stayed at a motel. And the
third one was blank because they didn't have time.
Exactly.
But he didn't want to be left out, so he took it anyway.
Times are hard. He was making a statement. He was saying, times are hard. I can't even afford a pen, just a sign. Ironically, have you seen those people in Russia getting arrested for holding blank signs?
No.
So they're just protesting with blank signs, and they still get arrested by the police. They're protesting the Ukraine war without saying anything. But the police are like, I know what you're doing, and they just arrest them anyway.
Wow. That doesn't surprise me.
No, I know. Anyway, so Gordy Robson, who owned the motel there, had kind of met the protesters.
Gordy Robson?
Gordy Robson.
He sounds like a Scooby-Doo villain.
I know.
Like, they pulled off the exactly. mask. Oh, my God, it was Gordy Robson the whole time.
And I would have stolen all of the Governor General's cocaine if it wasn't for these pesky protesters. I'll bet, yeah, it would have been Trudeau and his brothers solving the crimes. Yeah.
Trudeau. I think we've got a new podcast out to start. Trudeau and the gang.
Trudeau solving crimes in a train garage going around the country.
Full of cocaine, yeah.
Where next? Manitoba. Let's solve another crime. Anyway, so Gordy Robson described the protesters as pretty, the protesters, and he was also upset about what was going on. I love his quote, "We were all pretty browned off."
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I love it.
I mean, you're Welsh.
I'm browned off.
What? It sounds like a thing a Welsh would say.
It doesn't sound like a Welsh thing.
Is a Welshman, is that a racist?
No, you'd say, no? If rather than saying browned off, you'd say I'm tamping.
I'm tamping. Hold on, you're just saying instead of saying browned off, we haven't discovered what browned off even means.
Pissed off, I think. You just say pissed off in a nice, gentle, Canadian, folksy way.
I'm browned off. Well, like pissed off. Hold on. Off. I'm pissed off indicates piss.
I think
I guess so. I'm browned off would be
number twos.
I'm so mad. I shit myself.
Exactly. Okay. So the protesters located Pierre Trudeau's train mid-investigation, and they went to the coach window where they found the Prime Minister's kids.
Hold on, who did what?
The protesters turned.
I'm still picturing browned off. The protesters went to the.
Oh my God! I can't believe this is. I'm browned off.
You thought I was mad. I was only pissed.
Lynn, get the mop. I'm browned off again.
Lynn is a good woman. Yeah. She Lynn stays by her man no matter
Lynn
what.
Lynn and Gordy Robson. He's browned off at least three times a day, but I still love him. Anyway, the Prime Minister.
Three times a day, and he doesn't have adult diapers. He just demands his wife carry a fresh mop around with her wherever they go.
And there's a new pair of Levi jeans.
Not underwear, just jeans.
Times are hard. We're going to have to downgrade to Kirkland soon. So.
Oh, my God. So, like, his wife is just following him around with a backpack full of fresh jeans.
I just want to add, this is nothing, none of this is true. Oh, if you're related to Gordy Robson, or you stayed in his motel, and he's a lovely man, and we're very sorry.
Reese is sorry. I think we're really sorry.
I can't say he did or didn't ever get browned off. So, but I'm assuming he said he did. That's all we know. So they went to the window, and apparently
the three guys with signs.
Yeah, the three guys with signs went to the window, saw the Prime Minister and his kids there. They said the Prime Minister smiled and scowled and then gave us the old Trudeau one-finger salute and pulled down the shade.
Wow. That's a lot going on in 10 seconds.
It is.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is where it gets interesting.
We've already had a man shitting himself three times a day.
So at Rogers Pass, they pelted the train with tomatoes, aka tomatoes, as you call them, and they hit the rail car. And then after that, because he'd flipped the bird,
which means they brought tomatoes with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Knowing damn well they were going to use the okay.
So then the trip became a whistle-stop tour of angry small towns pelting the train with different things. Like a whistle-stop tour?
What's that?
A whistle-stop, you know, isn't like, hey, I'm stopping here next. Where should we go next?
I've never heard that term.
Okay. As in like a whistle-stop, as in like you barely have time to whistle when you stop.
I learn all kinds of fascinating shit just by knowing your existence. That's very cool. I'm going to use that.
That's nice. Yeah. Just more, everyone should hang out with me, and I like sweat knowledge.
That's how I describe it to other people.
Should see how much info is in my armpits right now.
So they did a whistle stop tour through the Rockies, you were saying?
Yes, and lots of small town people there were throwing vegetables, eggs, everything at it.
And this is in the 80s, before the internet, so people couldn't like join Reddit, thread, and like, hey, the train's coming, get your veggies. Like it was
They probably saw it on local TV and radio, saw it. Like they phoned each other. Maybe they ran to somebody's house and knocked the door, spoke to them, or
get your tomatoes. It's coming.
Wrote a letter, and they nicknamed the train as it was traveling to the Rockies the Caesar Salad Special. And this happened outside Calgary. More eggs, whitewater rafters, and kicking
more egg. Oh, more eggs!
More outside. Eggs hit them, and then okay. Some whitewater rafters.
You're naming a place in Alberta. More eggs.
Eggs, Alberta. Population 103. We should make a fake Wikipedia entry for a town called More Eggs.
That'd be great.
Just try and convince people that it's a real place. And then we can say that you're the MP for it.
I mean, Wikipedia is pretty, they've got pretty staunch on making sure you can't do shit like that.
Okay. Fine.
It'd be nice.
Let's build a website, a tourism site. If there's a website people think is real.
For More Eggs, Alberta. All right.
More Eggs, Alberta. Yeah.
Okay.
We did a really good live show there last night.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In Gordy Robson's motel.
In More Eggs. His new motel.
Yeah, he's branched out. Second branch. All the floors are tiled and there's drains everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
in case anybody gets browned off. Anyway,
we stayed at the Browned Off Inn.
Yeah, exactly. You nearly went bankrupt because you insisted on having carpets. So, whitewater rafters in the Kicking Horse River mooned the train.
You just try to whistle right past that one. Whistle stop right past that.
Whistle stop past that one.
I see, I'm learning. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. So yeah, the whitewater rafters saw the train and showed their asses to the train, which I'm sure is wonderful for kids to experience.
That's
the hairy asses of whitewater rafters in the Rocky Mountain countryside. And then in Sudbury, 500 violent protesters subjected the train to a withering hail of rocks and vegetables that broke several windows. I guess it was the rocks that broke the windows, not some really hard carrots.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess two things.
And the New York Times reported Trudeau rail car pelted with rocks and food. I'd love it if somebody just threw a foot long and the wind blew all the salad back in their face.
This is amazing. Oh my God. I can picture this being like an animated episode of something. You know, like the Trudeau mysteries. Yeah, the Trudeau mysteries, of course.
Exactly.
You wanted me to make a continuation back in January, early January of this year. I got so bored and I just made this weird thing of Trudeau being attacked by this time traveling beast of Stephen Harper.
Yeah.
And I really loved it. And you wanted me to make a series.
Well, no, but the idea is every episode, every historic prime minister of Canada right now and in the future, because Stephen Joseph Harper is a trans-dimensional time-traveling demon. At some point in your prime ministership, you have to battle him to the death. If he wins, he takes your form and becomes prime minister, replacing you. And if you win, it takes him back, sends him back into the continuum, the galactic continuum, where he has to recoup his lick his wounds and recoup his power before he can try again for the next prime minister. I think it's a great TV show idea. Because you could have a guest, you could have a different actor. Like you could have like Dan Levy play a prime minister. One
we'd
week
probably be able to get Steve
Ryan Reynolds
to honestly get on the show.
Ryan Reynolds to be Johnny McDonald's fighting. Yeah, and Stephen Harper, we should convince him to play himself.
Yeah, no, you want? I was just going to do a podcast series. You want to turn this into a television show?
I think Netflix would lap this shit up.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah, if you work for Netflix and you want to make a TV show about a time traveling Stephen Harper going back into time to battle every Canadian prime minister that's ever existed, and then also it's like which ones does he beat, which ones does he replace? the series finale is when he has to fight himself.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Well, that's good. Like, I don't think there's like raving fans of Canadian prime ministers of old. Like, you know what I mean?
But what a great way to reinvent them. You can like, I don't know. Just imagine Diefenbaker like ripping his clothes off and he's like ripped. And he's like, I dug that bunker out by hand myself. And then decapitates Stephen Joseph Harper with a spade.
We've got a lot to work on. We've got
I got a ton of ideas.
I want to make that, but I also really want to do the Trudeau mysteries with Trudeau and fam on the cocaine train going across Canada solving
a train that runs on pure cocaine. On to Kamloops. There's a murder to solve. Anyway, when Pierre and the boys arrived in Chapleau, Ontario, I think I pronounced that right, the poultry farmers banded together to present the prime minister with a gift basket of eggs, and they said, here are some eggs for you, we're not throwing them at you, which is a great quote.
I was actually expecting them to be thrown.
I am literally going to describe what we didn't do. It's like, you're welcome. No, but also this, like, everyone it kind of went crazy because everyone was saying that this was like a big point in Western alienation, and that, you know, Trudeau flipping off those protesters and people complaining about his you know, opulent mystery carriage was a symbol of like him not caring and being arrogant to Western Canada and hostile to it. And it kind of really, people really went on a rampage saying like, who are you kind of to do this to these, you know, these protesters and to show such disregard for people. And it kind of exploded. And that's how a lot of people remember.
Who is he to what? Flip the bird off to
the protesters, yeah.
What? This is Trudeau. Do they not know who Trudeau is? He doesn't give a fuck.
I know. He's like, fuck you. But that's it. They were like, he didn't care about us. He didn't
fuddle his duddle.
Exactly. What he should have done.
He's the fucking rock and roll prime minister of Canada, man.
He should have invited them on board to do a few lines.
Or just like to wrestle or to box. You
exactly,
know?
Yeah. Yeah. But apparently, there was somebody, I found an article, I think it was a letter by somebody called Glenn Mitchell from Victoria. And they were a few witnesses, and then they claim that, this is the, I'll read you what Glenn wrote, it was posted in a paper. Nursing a hangover and sleeping on the wooden floor of the train station to prevent missing the morning train. I was awakened early in the morning by a handful of protesters. The protesters were yelling at two young boys in a silver train car. The protesters were directing inappropriate comments towards the children, grown-up stuff about daddy wasted money. I stood by a CBC reporter when a man came to the window and gave the protesters a finger before pulling down the blinds. I said to the reporter, "Was that our Prime Minister?" He smiled and said yes. The protesters were yelling at two boys. The protesters were being rude, perhaps meaning the insults for the Prime Minister, but delivering them to the boys. I believe the finger given by the Prime Minister that day was appropriate. I got on the train and had to stop by the line. I talked to the Prime Minister. He said he was going canoeing with the boys. He was polite and friendly. So no, didn't like give him a flip him off or anything.
That's a very cool first-hand sort of recount. Who was it? Where'd you
find
that?
From someone who slept on the train platform front with a hangover.
Right. Who was it? Where'd you
Glenn Mitchell.
Glenn Mitchell.
That Glenn's hardcore. Weird. He's like, I'm going to have a good night in Salmon Arm and fuck it. I'm just going to sleep on the platform.
Where'd you find this?
I can't remember. I'll find the link, but it was just like an old news. It was an old reprint of an article or a letter in the newspaper.
Very cool.
Because this is so mythical now, in the Salmon Arm salute is so mythical, somebody bought the train carriage and restored it and is now in a museum. There's a place called, it's the Three Valley Lake Chateau, and there's the Railway Roundhouse, which is like a railway museum.
It sounds like a kung fu kick.
And there's, I don't... And you can pose next to a cutout.
Like a really powerful roundhouse kick.
Yeah. Exactly. But you can pose next to a cardboard cutout of Trudeau and with his finger up, and you can do the same. And it's a photo opportunity.
That's amazing.
We've renovated the interior by putting in new carpet paint and adding display items, bedding and dishes, said Diana Bostock, a third generation of owner of Three Valley Lake Chateau. And apparently, like, because a lot of the people who were alive at the time died, Justin Trudeau, is one of the only living witnesses of that event left alive today. Obviously, we've got a few different accounts of what happened. When Justin Trudeau visited the area of Colonia, which is a heavily conservative area, he commented jokingly saying, "One should always wave with all five fingers." classic.
Yeah, that's good.
Classic, Justin. Classic. Yeah. To be honest, it'd be better if he just flipped up people off. Like,
I think
he was way more of a rock star,
right? Come on, Justin, follow your dad's lead.
Yeah, his dad is like, I don't know. His dad's like the Rolling Stones. Justin's like, I don't know,
Justin some kind Bieber. Of.
Yeah, exactly. It's like comparing the two. One of them is like, you know, snorting cocaine off. Off the back
of a rail line, yeah.
Although, off a rail line. Oncoming freight train, but he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, waste good coke, Jesus. Yeah,
the other one is designing Timbits. So.
Literally, that's...
Literally. So, yeah. So, did you like that story?
I loved that story, Reese. My God, more of that stuff.
Have you seen the film Falling Down?
I have. I don't know why.
About the guy who... That
film. No.
I just feel like the Canadian version would be called Browned Off. So a man going on a violent rampage after he cracks from just sitting in traffic because he hates his job and his life.
But apologizing for everything he's doing along the way.
Exactly, while going on her rampage. I imagine, you know, Browndorf is the Canadian version.
Who would star in Browndorf?
I need to name a Canadian actor now. I don't know many.
Mike Myers.
Yeah, actually, I do know a lot of Canadian actors. I just got to think of an American actor and go, oh no, they're Canadian actors.
They're Canadian, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's fine. So, Rick Moranis.
I was just trying to think of his name, yeah.
Rick Moranis is Browndorf. So
I have a request for you, because and I mean this, I was talking about this the other day. You're so good at improv. It's impressive.
Really?
I think so. My request is, could you do off the top of your head a little 30-second Trudeau and the gang mini mysteries on the cocaine train across Canada, just for me.
Okay.
It's Saturday morning, kids. It's time for the Trudeau mysteries. This week, Pierre and the boys go to Colonia to investigate a man who has had his face ripped off. Who is wearing his face? Where will they find him? And will they run out of cocaine?
Exactly. A red phone in a glass case starts flashing. Oh, God. Was that okay?
That was great. I was kind of hoping for an entire episode. I'd sit here for half an hour listening.
Okay. Look, boys, a trail of cocaine. Oh, no, no, we've just got in a circle. It's mine. Every young boy needs cocaine.
Now we're in a commercial for coke. Yeah,
exactly. Cocaine, it's just what your children need to grow up strong. This advert is brought to you by the Ontario Board of Juvenile Cocaine. Should we go now?
Yeah, let's go. Oh my God! Oh, we got an email recently, I believe. Before we go, we should talk about. I think
we've got a few emails.
We got a few emails.
Which one?
It was the one from Liberia. Was really nice.
Oh yeah, from a listener in Liberia, and was missing St. John when I said I love St. John. I'm glad. Thanks for listening to the show. You sound like you've got a very interesting life. You've lived all over the place.
And I was really touched when you said that you were listening to old episodes of our show. And
I don't do that.
You're feeling homesick.
We don't listen to our old episodes. Thank you for doing
our
that.
Old show. No, we don't listen to ours. it was really quite touching hearing that you were listening to us when you got homesick. Like, we remind you of Canada. That's funny.
And but, I hope you get to go to foggy old St. John soon. I think it's a good town. I like St. John.
I think that's what they should rename their slogan to.
Foggy old.
I like that, actually. It's kind of cute. Yeah.
Oh, you're like nice. Walking into things.
Walk into things with a smile on your face.
Exactly, yeah. The friendliest place to break your nose.
Anyway, thank you so much for the email. It was really quite sweet of you. And if anyone else would like to email us, you know how to find us at CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com.
Yay.
Let's have that be a call to action for today. Just send us an email. Send us a nice email saying hi. And
yeah. And we've mentioned it on the episode. We should probably get around to replying to it as well. Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Shall we go?
Bye.
We're done. Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.